Click on the startup engine that is there, including this guy, Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. Morning, Jim.
Good morning.
How did you like the Nissan Juke?
You know, actually, I liked it better than I thought I would. I mentioned during the tease earlier that I thought it was the wrong vowel at the beginning. I was kind of hinting at it should have been called the Nissan Joke, but that's not really fair. It's kind of a, if you can get around the bizarre looks, I mean, it looks kind of like a legless frog on a skateboard. But
a legless frog on a skateboard.
Take a look at the pictures.
We will. We'll put one on our Facebook right now. Excellent.
But that said, it's based on the Versa, so it's a very small SUV, but it's kind of nice. I mean, you can get it with available all-wheel drive, which is what mine had. It was the SLAWD. And again, very small. I mean, I would not suggest trying to get three people in the back seat unless they're very, very small. Right. Even two adults are going to find it a little tight. But other than that, it's kind of a neat vehicle. I had one thing in the interior that I thought was really kind of cool. It was the HVAC, you know, the heating and ventilation display is shared with something called D mode, which is driving mode, you know, sports setting, this kind of thing.
Right.
But they both share the same little LCD display on the bottom of the center stack with a bunch of buttons around it. But if you have it on HVAC, the buttons actually have different displays on them. It's remarkable. I don't know how they've done it.
The buttons, the physical buttons. So this isn't a screen.
The physical buttons that are surrounding the screen. I mean, not only the screen changes when you press, you know, between D mode and HVAC, which you'd expect it to do, but the actual buttons that surround it, which are physical buttons that you have to touch, right. The labels on those buttons change to show either the HVAC display or the D mode.
Oh, wow.
I've never seen it like that. It's really kind of neat. Why they do that, I guess they're trying to save space. Why they'd start on a low-end vehicle like that beats me, but it's kind of neat. Had to have something that I really liked about the vehicle.
I guess so. How is the all-wheel drive? How is the fit and finish on this vehicle?
The all-wheel drive was fine. It got us through, you know, all sorts of snowy and icy roads.
Right.
I found the vehicle itself sounded a little bit cheap. It had some hatch rattles, and the windshield was rattling in it. And I also found the windshield wiper on the driver's side leaves almost 2 inches uncleared on the driver's side. I think that's too much. But I don't know how they could have done it elsewhere because they have rounded corners on the windshield, so the wiper just can't get over any farther, right?
And this is the Nissan vehicle, the little SUV or crossover type that has turbo on it.
That's right. It's a four-cylinder, 1.6-liter with a turbo, and it puts out 188 horses. And that's really not bad. I mean, you can do better. I mean, the VW GTI will have 200, as well, you know, the turbo fours of, well, Volkswagen.
Right.
But the 188 horses with the weight of the vehicle actually moves along pretty well, although it is kind of hard to drive it smoothly because you have turbo lag, and you also have the CVT, the continuously variable transmission. So you step on the gas, wait a second, and then hold on for dear life.
Right. And what's the price tag on this vehicle, Jim?
Again, it starts at around $20,000, and my review one would be around $27,000, $28,000, because it had the all-wheel drive and stuff like a sunroof.
Right. Very good. Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, reviews the Mazda 6 in just a bit. Now we'll check on Live 88.5 traffic. Here's Amal Wahab.
A fire this morning has Bell Street.
And the live Ottawa weather, freezing, the snow warning is now a freezing rain warning. So about five millimeters of rain is coming for today. The big stuff comes tonight. -5 with a wind chill. Live 88.5 car crasher is Jim Bray. We've got him on the line this morning to talk about the Mazda 6. Now, this model of Mazda 6 has been around for a while. Is there anything new here, Jim?
Well, there is. I mean, the Mazda 6, it's one of the nicest looking sedans on the market, I think. And of course, being a Mazda, it has the zoom zoom.
Right.
But really, it has been around for a couple of years now. Some of the changes include new headlights and fog lights, new folding mirrors with turn signals. It's a new cloth in the upholstery. They're giving you a new steering wheel. And the touring model, which is, you know, higher end, has Bluetooth. The Grand Touring, which is what I had, also has a multi-information display with a rear view camera, which means it's got this tiny little LCD, and the display on it isn't really that great, but it has little soft keys around to operate it, kind of like I was talking about in the Juke, where they change depending on the function.
Right.
It's kind of like that, but I like the way they did it better on the Juke. But that said, I mean, this was the first time I'd had a chance to drive this generation of the 6 with the V6 engine. Before it, I drove the 2.5-liter 4,
right,
and that was fine, but you know, if you're talking zoom zoom, you want the six.
Yeah.
And you know, and it puts out 272 horsepower, 269 pound-feet of torque, which is not huge in this market segment, but it is competitive and it is enough. I mean, it moves the car along really nicely. I've always liked the six. I enjoyed this one as well.
So when do you think they'll completely make over this six? They probably don't need to for a while, right?
Yeah, I would say it's probably another 2 or 3 years before they come out with the next generation. Interesting, I did see some pictures recently of what might be the next generation of the RX-8, which they may call the RX-9. Who'd have thought of that, eh?
Yeah.
But it looks really nice. So, you know, Mazda, again, they make these terrific-looking vehicles that are fun to drive. You know, it's really hard to beat if you like that sort of thing on a reasonable budget.
And the price tag on that, Jim?
The four-cylinder of the Mazda 6 starts at around $24,000, and the V6 starts around $31,500, and the GT model I had starts at around $37,400. And, of course, you can option up there with a navigation system and that kind of thing.
Very good. Great as always. Thanks, Jim Bray.
You're very welcome.
This is the Live 88.5 Startup with Catfish Morgan, Ottawa's alternative rock.